Good morning, Chelveston Caldergod and Chelston Rise. It's Wednesday, the 22nd of April, and yesterday was the 94th birthday of Her Majesty the Queen. But today is a birthday much closer to home. So happy 23rd birthday, Councillor Harriet Pentland, our District Councillor. Now, of course, someone's date of birth is a very private thing and not normally part of the public record. So I'm expecting a reprimand from our clerk, Mark Hunter, any minute now for breaching the GDPR regulations. Given that I'm for the high jump anyway, I'll also say a belated happy 20th birthday to Ellen Pentland for the 11th of April. Sorry, Ellen, we only heard about your birthday when Caldecott took to the streets to sing happy birthday to you. Actually, Mark, in my defence, there was a mole in Caldecott that leaked these details. And it was only when my mole heard me give a shout-out for Her Majesty yesterday that he came up with his cunning plan. So if I've breached any code of practice, Mark, please have a word with Chris Pentland. Rats, by disclosing his name, I probably harmed his defence too. Seriously, folks, we have over 600 people living in the village today. So statistically, it must be someone's birthday or wedding anniversary every day. I really don't mind giving them a shout-out. This lockdown must be the strangest anniversary for them ever, with very little chance for their family to make a fuss and to celebrate their special day. These podcasts will be kept on the internet forever by the council, so a little mention for them for eternity might just be the thing to brighten their day. Now, birthdays are celebrated very differently in all cultures. I worked for Unilever in the Netherlands for several years, commuting over there for a few days at a time. It never ceased to amaze me how important birthdays were in the Netherlands. I'd usually flown into Rotterdam on the red-eye plane, starting my day at 3 a.m. from home with a car taking me to the airport. I'd be very keen to get the day of meetings started. I just wanted to get things done and get the hell out of there. But I had to wait for that day's birthday celebrations to take place, and yes, it was every day. There was a ritualistic shaking of hands, coffee for everyone, and of course cake. Lots of cake at 9 a.m. in the morning. Now, for some, this might seem like heaven on earth, but for me, it was purgatory. I really don't like cake, and I don't do socialising either. However, I quickly came to realise that it was an important time of social bonding. No matter how senior or junior that person was, it was their special day, and the most senior person present would always take the time to congratulate them. Unfortunately, that was usually me. At that moment, everyone was equal, and more importantly, equally valued. Now that we have the time, perhaps we should also think about every person around us. We're all in this together, and we're all making a difference. Now, I don't have birthdays. I cancelled them forever in 2006. I was always too busy working, and usually away from home, so celebrations seem pretty pointless. I was once working in Siberia, 12 time zones away, on the anniversary of my birth. Now, whilst away, I always stayed on UK time, so I could speak to the lads at the start and the end of every day. A 12-hour time shift was certainly a killer, but in my view, it was necessary. I needed to speak every day with my children. I was running a big meeting with delegates from across the world, and at 3 a.m. I went down to reception of the hotel to check on catering arrangements. I was horrified to find the hotel lobby festooned in balloons with my name quite literally in lights. Bottles of vodka and cakes were waiting in the lobby to be delivered into the meeting as a surprise for me at 9 a.m. Of course, they'd extracted my date of birth from my passport, and they'd assumed that I wanted to be treated like any good Russian would. Now, cake and vodka at 9 a.m. might sound like fun, but it's hardly the way to do business, at least for an old stick in the mud like me. For some people, this lockdown is getting tougher by the day. Yesterday, several residents received NHS letters extending their isolation period. Other residents were shocked to receive their first isolation letter now that the NHS has expanded its criteria. So with all the talk of restrictions being eased, these people have been dealt a big blow. Their life has been turned upside down. And we're seeing this daily at the village hall. Bookings for children's parties and weddings all start ramping up at this time of year. We have the perfect venue for family celebrations, and people book up over a year in advance. One by one, these are being cancelled, and that's someone's special day being postponed. Of course, we'll be there next year when this nightmare ends, but we can't put our lives on hold for a year. So Chelveston, Caldecott and Chelston Rise, if you have a special day coming up, don't put it off. Don't delay. Let me know. I am confident that everyone in our special community will want to take a minute to give you that shout out. I can't promise coffee, cake or even vodka, but I can promise the well wishes of everyone in this village. And everyone listening surely knows now that we have a very big-hearted village indeed, and that must count for something. So, happy birthday, Harriet, from all of Chelveston, Caldecott and Chelston Rise. Thank you.